This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Today, Yael Eckstein shares some of the prayers that her and her family lift up to God in times of trouble and terror in Israel.
Whenever I feel nervous or scared, my first thought is to go to God in prayer. And I'm sure most of my Israeli brothers and sisters feel the same way. I always pray, as the Bible reminds us, the guardian of Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. I believe that God is protecting us, and I remember the reasons that I made Aliyah a decade ago. I remember that Israel is the only place in the world where, for Jews like me, the moment you arrive, you feel like you're finally home. I remember that this is the land that was promised by God to my people, and He has kept His promise thousands of years on. And I remember Israel has the only government in the world whose sole priority is to protect me and my children, and an army whose sole priority is to protect the Jewish way of life and fight for the safety of the nation of Israel. The reasons I made Aliyah more than 10 years ago are the things that give me peace today. Now that I'm truly home, I have nothing to fear, and I feel grateful for being here. I teach my children how to pray for peace, and they know that God is watching out for us. It's taught in schools, at home, and in our prayers. The guardian of Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. If you'd like to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, you can record your prayer by calling 888-241-IFCJ. That's 888-241-IFCJ. This has been Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.